What makes a good presentation? Every year, we see many presentations, most of which fall into one of three categories. There are some poor presentations, a large number of average presentations, and just a few outstanding presentations. But what is it about really excellent presentations that makes them stand out? What do these presentations have that others do not? One of the ways in which people judge a presentation is by its degree of novelty. Presentations that consist mostly of known information are not memorable, whereas the audience will take notice of and remember presentations with a high degree of novelty. The second point that affects how we view presentations is whether or not we consider them to be good science. The term good science refers to the accuracy of the research and the results presented. Are we convinced that the approach, methods, and experiments are reliable? If there are any flaws in these factors, accuracy will suffer, and it cannot be considered to be good science. So, novelty must always be backed up by good science. The third point connected with the quality of the presentation concerns the logic of the presentation and its structure. By that, I mean the organization of the presentation and the way the presenter signals that organization. For the audience to follow the presentation, it needs to be accessible and audience-friendly. So to summarize, a good presentation should have novelty, good science, and a structure that is accessible and audience-friendly.